You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is February 17th, 2020. Alright everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today is President's Day in the United States. It is a holiday where we honor our past and present U.S. presidents, and what better way to do it than to kick it off with a little bit of the presidential theme song, right? So today we're going to talk about the President Series soaps from Strike Gold Shave. We've talked a little bit about them in the past, but what better way to really talk about that than on today? Also, Caswell Macy has a presidential soap set, which is actually a regular bath and body soap that you can use, and it's based on the scents from three U.S. presidents, Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Washington. And if you're also interested in that company or learning more about it, we'll talk a little bit about that when we get to that segment of the show. It is very interesting. A lot of history there, established in 1752. Schick has come out with I don't know if they've come out with it recently, or I've just recently discovered it, a new double-edged safety razor. I don't know if it's a response to the Gillette heritage, but I have a feeling it's been around a little while, a little longer. It's on eBay. It's made in Japan. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And since February is Straight Razor Month, we're going to talk about stropping and actually purchasing strops, the art of stropping and purchasing strops as well, and what to look for and what not to purchase and what to get. There's a lot of inferior products out there, and just make sure you guys get the right one. Even though it might cost a few more bucks, it's well worth it than buying something cheaper that doesn't work at all and makes it even worse. So, without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right, if you're unfamiliar with Strike Gold Shave, they used to be an Etsy shop. Now they have their own website. They're also available on West Coast Shaving. What they do is they make scents based on U.S. presidents, past U.S. presidents. So they have like a Clinton, a Kennedy, they have Teddy Roosevelt, they had a George Washington, I think, at one point. And there are quite a few active ones right now on their website. What they do really well is they do aftershave soaps, and then they'll do like, they do nostalgia scents, which is based on, I guess, certain times of American history, which is just really cool. A really cool shave soap company. If you are a fan of U.S. presidents and that's something that you do like, today is probably the day to get it because it is President Day. I will be using my Teddy Roosevelt shave soap today myself. I was able to purchase that when it was available on limited buy several months ago, and it's a great performing soap. I've never had problems with Strike Gold Shave stuff. So check out their website if you get a chance. It's pretty cool. But really, if you're into that, to dedication soaps, this is pretty cool. I mean, a lot of people we talk about in the wet shaving history and wet shaving world, what a lot of people ask on the forums, and you'll see this probably every month or a couple of months or so, what did U.S. presidents use? You know, what did past presidents use? Because once you start getting into, you know, classic shaving or traditional wet shaving, you start thinking about what did other people use? Because right now, it's called traditional classic shaving, but back then it was just shaving, right? So a lot of people have looked into it, and I've done it too, and I found a lot of stuff on, like, George Washington. He used a straight razor and a conical and had a brush and all that good stuff. And there, it's all available. Last week, we posted it on a link for the 1700 shave. All George Washington stuff is on there. So if you want to take a look at that, that show notes link. Goes right to my blog site where I was able to do the research. Now, I did that research for fun, because I really am interested in George Washington and the past presidents. I do know that Theodore Roosevelt did have a barber shaving with a straight razor most of the time, but he also was really into gadgets and did have one of the first he had a Star safety razor. He had all the stuff. When it came out, he tried it out or owned it at one point, from what I've heard, from being to one of his houses back in on Long Island, in his summer home. Or it was actually his primary residence at one point. And I went there a few times and asked a few questions, and they said, yeah, he was all into the gadgets and getting new stuff, but did like a barber to come and shave him at times. Also, with several other presidents, most of them, John F. Kennedy sets out there, I think, JFK, Gillette, set is out there. People have seen it. But, I mean, really, honestly, it wasn't too recorded because, you know, it was just shaving. It wasn't really thought of. Probably up until the 1900s, the 20th century, most people were shaved by a barber. So I would say most presidents or most, most figures of that time were probably not shaving themselves too often. They were getting shaved by a barber. So, I mean, that's just the reality of it. And you can also get your teeth pulled by a barber. You can get medicine by a barber and basic surgeries done by a barber. So that's another story. We'll talk about that in the future as I'm working on some content for that as well. So yeah, check out Strike Gold Shave. Really interesting stuff and just a lot of fun. They have good pictures, good scents, shave soap. They have aftershave. They have, I think, some colognes out there as well. So check them out when you get a chance. If you're really a U.S. president fan, see what their take is on the scent of that president. And Castle Macy's, the Heritage Presidential Set, is a set of three soaps. They're actually hand soaps, like to wash yourself with, basically bath soaps. And they are based on three presidential scents. Eisenhower, who liked Heritage Jockey Club. I'm sorry, Almond. He liked Almond. Heritage Jockey Club was a John F. Kennedy scent. And number six was made famous by President George Washington, who reportedly and still have the, I think they still have the receipt of him purchasing cases of it and using it on a regular basis. They've really kept these scents unchanged over the times. They're still very similar, even though they've had different makers make it. I think the Holy Black makes their soaps now. But they keep really close to tradition, and they use the traditional recipes, and they use all that stuff and try to keep the same essential oils as they would have back then. So one thing about Castle Macy is, it's been around a long time. You can get it readily online. They used to have boutique shops, but I haven't seen one. There was actually one here in Palm Beach on Worth Avenue, which I attended. I actually went there, a meetup there one time, and I got to purchase some things there. That was back when they were having some questionable issues with their shave soaps and quality and stuff like that. Now, with the Holy Black making their soap, I can tell you right now, there's no quality. There's no quality issue. It's very good stuff. And yeah, it's just, I don't think there's any more boutiques left, but it's been a very old company. You can still readily purchase it online. So check them out, guys. Castle Macy. I've always been a fan of them for years and years. And even though the formulas of the soap process has changed, it's just only changed for the better. So, yeah, so if you're into to presidents, American presidents, or past leaders, most people have tried this stuff in the last 200 years. So check it out. If you're interested, if you have never heard of them before, definitely Google search them and find out more about them. All right, so moving along, we have the Schick Classic Double Edge Razor that just came out, right? Or, I'm sorry, hasn't been out. I just discovered it. And I'm not sure where the heck this thing came from, but I found it on, somebody else posted about it and said, has anybody tried that? I'm like, whoa, I haven't seen that. So this could be like kind of like what Gillette was doing with the Knack and a couple other Gillette razors, where they were making them for the overseas market since basically the 80s, since they stopped making them here. They've been making, Gillette hasn't just stopped making double-edged razors really ever. They just stopped producing them for the United States. They've been made in India, and they've been made in China, and certain parts of the and third world countries have been giving them for a while because they're cheap and still people still shave like that. So believe it or not, there's a lot of places in this world that are still using double-edged razors on the norm and have not switched to cartridges or haven't been introduced to cartridges yet. They're still using the double-edged razors because of cost, and it's just widely accepted. They're not really willing to spend $20 or $30 on cartridges. They can't, so they buy double-edged razors. So I don't know if this is one of those things. I'm pretty sure it is, to where it's just been made for another market, and it's been made for a long time. But this is a classic Schick razor, and it is a product from them, but it is made in Japan, and the writing on the back is all in Japanese or some form of Asian writing. And it's only available on eBay that I've seen it. I haven't seen it in store. I checked their website. It's not on there. So I think it's something like when Gillette was doing double-edged razors and still doing that. Or is it something that they're trying to do to go against the Heritage razor from Gillette? Are they trying to get involved in that? Are they trying to come back? Because really, if you think about it, Gillette and Schick have been around a long time, right? And now you have Harry's coming out and Dollar Shave Club. And now Harry's has a brick-and-mortar presence in Target. They have it in some other stores as well, some department stores, to where they're not just doing the mail order anymore. They're saying, okay, we're going to go in the stores and go after these two. right? Because it really has been dominated mostly by Gillette and Schick probably for the last 100 years, really. So you have them coming in, and now what would it make sense for them to come out with a classic edition because they've been around just to show that they are, hey, we're history and you're not, to Harry's and to Dollar Shave Club? I mean, is that something that they're probably doing? I don't know. I don't know, but it's thoughts. It's something that we're thinking about when I look at these things. This really woke me up a little bit in the wet shaving world because I'm like, okay, now they have one. Now, if this is new, okay, fine. If it's been around, okay, I understand too, but they're still here, you know? Are they trying to bring back their roots and say, okay, we're going to come back with some classic stuff? Or is it because we have made such an impact in the market that they're like, okay, we got to give the collectors a chance? Or are they still just making high-quality razors and they just don't sell them to the United States market because they want to sell cartridges? That's another story. That's another thing. Even in Europe, maybe, or in other countries. So I think I'm going to go with they've been making them. But here's another thing. The Schick razor is not $3 like the Gillette ones were, the plastic ones, or the ones with the cheaper metal. This one's $50. So it's a solid razor. And it's got a long handle. It is metal construction, so it's not cheap compared to the other ones. So are they really selling these, you know, to those other markets that are using those cheaper razors, or are they just trying to come back? A lot of questions out there. If you have any answers for me, please email me because I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. But it's really cool. It's definitely a cool thing to have. I don't know if I'm going to purchase one. $50 is a little bit steep for something that's, I don't know, the quality range on. And, you know, I really don't know if it's going to be that good. One thing I do know for a fact is that Schick did make injectors in the Asian market up until recently, I think, 2010, 2012. I'm not sure, but I know they were making them, still continuously making injector razors recently, and they did have different packaging, and they weren't made for the United States. They still do make the razor, their blades for them. They make blades. And this also, this classic Schick razor does have their own blades, classic Schick blades, that double-edged blades that come with it, or you can purchase separately. So let's see. Maybe this will turn out to be something else. I think the goal is, though, what would be really nice is to actually see possibly these razors in stores again. I don't know if we're going to do that because a lot of companies are going from, they're going from that brick and mortar presence. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Art of Shaving closing all their brick and mortar stores pretty much. They're going to close just about all of them. That's what there was in the announcement was in certain, and a couple of websites. If that's true, the online presence is so big for them, they're probably saying, we don't need it. We're in different retailers now. We have displays now. I think in Walgreens had a display of Art of Shaving. They're kind of doing the same way. If you haven't read recently about Bose has decided to close their all their brick and mortar stores because they're doing more business from Amazon, from direct sales, and also from retailers such as Best Buy and Target because they don't need the overhead of a store. They don't need to pay insurance. They don't need to pay rent for a store. They don't need to do marketing material. They don't need to do anything like that. So the costs are down for them. Plus, they're probably still making the same profit margin. So it's just something like that. Are we going to see this in the stores? Or are we going to see it just online? I think it's just going to be an online thing because there's no real reason to get involved in a store. Like, that's why Art of Shaving is shutting down. I know I'm kind of sidebarring a little bit from the Schick and Razor, but that's, all in all, why would it be on the sales floor if they could just sell it to the people online? Because most of us wet shavers purchase everything we want online, right? We don't really look in the store. It would be convenient, but we don't. Plus, we don't want to pay more if we have to, right? So, those are my thoughts on this. The Schick razor looks pretty cool. I did see a couple pictures online of them. They are a little bit of a longer handle. I'm not sure of the metal construction, but I would guess it's not stainless at $50. So, check them out, guys, if you get a chance. If you're interested, if you're a Schick person, if you're really, I know there's a diehard Schick community out there that are really into Schick razors, this might have to be in your collection. I do have a Schick injector that I use here and there, and I do love it. I think it's a great razor. But yeah, check it out. The Schick, classic Schick double-edged safety razor. All right, so we're moving along on Straight Razor Month. We're going to talk about strops, okay? This is a thing I see so many people online. I talk to people all the time about when they go to buy a straight razor. They'll spend $200, $300 on a straight razor, and then they go and buy a $20 strop from Amazon from some third-party seller that doesn't, whatever, right? Here's the thing. Not all strops are created equal. You need a good quality strop. You need to buy a strop that costs a little bit of money, and I'm going to tell you why. Those cheap strops that you see on Amazon, oh, wow, straight razor strop, great. They're $10, $20. They're made out of inferior leather, if not, they're not made with leather at all, made with like synthetic leather or that like suede type stuff. I have purchased one of these before just to see how they were, and they do not work, not even with paste. They're not straight. They're not, the leather or whatever they claim it to be is not, doesn't have a draw or have a sharpening, any way of sharpening or polishing anything. Right? So it just doesn't work. If you spend that on a strop, I will guarantee you you're going to destroy your straight razor. That's like also like buying some of those Pakistani razors that are out there that are from a third-party seller. Yeah, they make a lot of them, and yeah, they're out there. Or a gold dollar that hasn't been modified. They're great, yeah. You might get one that's good or bad, but they're not 100%. They're reason why they're $10 and why the ones from Germany are $200 or $300, right? It's the quality of the steel. The steel is pitted steel. They use cheaper steel than those other ones. So I highly recommend staying away from them. Now, if you're into gold dollars, I have a gold dollar. I have a couple of them. You can get them sharp. Gold dollar, if you're not following me right now, is a cheaper straight razor that comes from China that is usually a mess when you get it. And it does require some work to get it honed, but they do sharpen up well if you do some work. First off, when you get one of those razors, you have to rehone it. And you have to check the shoulders to make sure they're even. If you do have to have a little skill with a Dremel, and be able to hone on your razors with a full set series of whetstones. It does take some time, but they do work. I've gotten a couple of them to work, but that's why they're $7. They're cheap. I mean, they're $7. They probably cost a dollar to make, so or if not less. So you got to remember that too. So when you get a razor that you just bought, you got to get a good quality strop. And the reason, and like we said, good quality leather. And I hate to say, you're gonna have to stick with a couple of places. You're going to have to stick with like a German strop company maker, right? Or a real reputable American strop maker. Like there are a ton of American strops. And American leather is really high quality. You could just take a look at the leather. And so is German leather. And wherever they're getting it from is high quality. Because their producers are not going to make junk for their razors. You know that? So, I mean, they won't because they want their razors to stay good, sharp forever. So get a good quality leather strop and then learn how to use it. So I inserted a link to a video that I made several years ago with how to use a strop, how to learn how to do it by laying it flat on the table and then just rubbing it, using the strop very slowly against it. Just go learn the skill of stropping first before actually going crazy with it and just take your time. If it takes you 20 minutes to strop a razor, that's fine. I mean, this is something where when you learn how to use a straight razor, you have to learn all aspects of it in order to, one, be able to shave with it, and two, be able to maintain it, because it's a long learn. It's a learning curve is pretty long, and also stropping is another skill that takes some time, and then honing takes another thing. So I mean, this is not just a hobby. This is not just a way. It's a way of life. It's like a real investment that you got to take into. So strops, stay away from the Amazon strops that are like $20. Look for anything that says look online. Do a search online to see what strop company you're looking for. If you're looking for something from Razor Emporium, right? Or if you're looking at Illinois Strop Company or Dovo, those are good quality strops. You're not going to have any problems with them, right? They're all made of good quality razors. They're all made by good quality producers. You know, Tony Miller, the Heroin Strop Company, is probably the best out there you can buy. I have one of his. He makes them in very limited batches, but that is a true craftsman. He's the one that invented a lot of the holders and a lot of the handles for those strops out there. So, I mean, he's one of the big ones out there to get. So check them out, guys. Check out some strop producers. Always feel free to email me. I'd much rather you ask questions. You can email me anytime regarding a strop purchase before you make a mistake, because even the best stropper, even the best technique won't work on some of those cheaper strops. So just be very careful. If you don't have like the funds at the moment or you can't invest into it, just wait. I'm serious. Just wait. Buy a straight razor, buy it in pieces. Don't use it. Because you're going to want to use that straight razor and you're going to have a really bad experience if the razor's not maintained properly. and not strop properly. All right. Well, guys, that concludes the show for this week. I really appreciate you all coming out and listening to us today. It's been a long week for me. It's been a long week for work, and still going through it. So still going through the motions. So we will be back in a couple of weeks. But first off, I'm sorry. Our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Thanks to Mark Mantic 59 for everything he does in the What Shaving community, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site when you get a chance. I am still working on getting that back online and getting that back to being updated weekly. And always feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. Our next show will be March 2nd, 2020. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.